chairman's announcements. I have the following announcements to make. Firstly, to welcome Councillor Brian Tindall to the Cabinet in replacement of Councillor John Hobart, who stepped down to focus on his ward. Councillor Tindall currently represents the ward of Brading, St Helens and Bembridge. He brings to the Cabinet that experience, as well as his previous experience of Chair of Audit and his previous mainland experience on a council of Buckinghamshire. He assumes the responsibilities for finance and resources, which enables me to appoint the Deputy Leader, Stuart Hutchinson, to provide leadership and responsibility for our COVID-19 recovery plan and our strategic finances, which are now so interlinked. Secondly, to confirm that Councillor Abraham and I are actively working with our Island MP, Bob Seeley, to respond to the government's latest white paper on planning, and I anticipate providing a further update on this at next month's meeting, when we will address the council's housing strategy. Finally, can I confirm that we have secured the acquisition of Venture Keys, and already the potential for income and employment from this investment is being realised? I've no doubt Councillor Whittle will expand on this good news in his report later in the meeting. Members, I'm now going to move to item 5, which is the